And we segue from talking with Barbara to speaking with a gentleman who is the founder of the Pembroke Titans Against Drugs. They got an event that is coming up on March 14th. It's a casino night, and joining us is Mr. Mike Cogburn. Mike, how are you?
Good, Kevin. How are you?
Pretty good. You're becoming a popular figure around WATD in the in the community. First and foremost, tell folks what Pembroke Titans Against Drugs is all about.
So we're a local coalition made up of volunteers who have three goals. One, to help educate our kids about the dangers and risks that they face with drug abuse and making good choices. The second goal is about educating them to make healthy decisions, give them some confidence, and also make healthy, have healthy relationships, those types of things. And the third is around helping families who may be a bit lost in some addiction themselves or with a family member, to give them some resources to go to. So that's how it all bubbles up right now.
Now, talk to us about this event that you got coming up this Saturday.
Yep.
March 14th, it's going to be at the Pembroke Country Club. Give us the details.
Yeah, so March 14th, this Saturday at 7 o'clock, doors will open. It is a mock casino night, so it's $20 entrance fee. You get $1,000 worth of play money chips, and we'll be going for about 4 hours with DJ, music, and 18 to 20 different table games, from blackjack to poker, craps, etc. At the end of the night, the top four or five chip totals will get to select from a prize. Some pretty good stuff, an iPad Air, some other things too. I don't want to give it all away, but we'll also have some door prizes, some surprises as well, and both silent and live auctions. So we've gotten a lot of donations from local businesses, everything from expensive jewelry to a lot of gift cards, premium Red Sox tickets, some Celtics tickets, all sorts of stuff. So there'll be a mixture of different types of auctions and raffles to win some of that stuff.
Are you looking to have any more businesses be involved, or are you more or less just trying to get the word out to folks that this event's taking place, and to make sure that they're there?
So we'll, of course, always take some sponsorship and some support from local businesses. We have been overwhelmed by contributions from local businesses to sponsor the night. We also, of course, are giving them some recognition depending on the amount that they donated. So, but we've more than paid for our costs for the event, which is my biggest stress. And once we decided to do this, so from here on, it's all, everything we make will be going directly to the cause and to help us with some programs with some kids both in the schools and outside of the schools locally. So we're excited.
Just in general, you know, speaking about the drug issue, the opiate issue in this area, I mean, it must make you feel pretty good that there's such strong legislative support, you know, with some of our local reps.
Yep, and we're actually April 27th, where we have Rep Cutler, Senator DiMacedo, Police Chief Rick Wall, and hopefully a couple of others coming to do a parent education night that we're sponsoring. Mm. So we'll get some updates from them, both on what the current situation is in the legislature, but also just locally, what types of crimes are going on, what, you know, what trends parents may or may not know about, those types of things. So it's I've said all along, you know, there's been plenty of people that are mad at the schools for not having what they believe to be enough drug education, and to be honest, I agree with that. Other people are mad at the police department, fire department, whoever, and I just took the stand of, look, this is a community issue. We're all neighbors, parents, friends. We should team up with all our localies and figure out what we can do together. You know, ideally, we do get some formalized education in the schools. We're just a bit away from that right now. So,
and it's of epidemic status, and it's affecting, you know, folks, I think, are still uneducated as to the drug problem. They think it's just that kid who's gone bad. You know, you see all those movies from the 50s and the 60s and the 70s that, you know, that roughneck in a leather jacket who's the troublemaker. It's not necessarily that. You know, drug addiction is affecting folks of all ages. Yep. And of across different cultures. It's not just, you know, the stereotypical.
Right. And it can come from a lot of different places, right? So there's the the gateway drugs, the binge drinking and the marijuana. But
sure, to the athlete who, you know, had an injury.
Exactly where I was going, to the athlete who had an injury that maybe was overprescribed some painkillers that ended up hooked and, you know, ends up turning to harder stuff like heroin. And that's where, you know, that's what's making the news right now. But there's a long, usually some history behind that stuff. And we're just trying to get the word out and make sure that our kids at least understand somewhat of what they could get themselves into, and hope that we can push them towards better choices.
Yeah, we're speaking with Mike Cogburn. He's the founder of PTAD, Pembroke Titans Against Drugs. And they're having a casino night this Saturday, March 14th from 7 to 11 p.m. at the Pembroke Country Club. From what I understand, tickets for the event are $20. So for $20, what are folks getting when they walk in the door?
Get in the door, you'll get the $1,000 of play money chips. We also have purchased quite a bit of food, appetizers. Sliders, spring rolls, chicken fingers, all that good stuff.
See Joe smile when you said appetizers.
Yum.
I'll get you a free ticket, just come spend some money. We're also, our organization is also going to sponsor the non-alcoholic drinks for the night.
Very nice.
Soda, coffee, water. There's a cash bar there as well. Part of, you know, when you ask for a facility to be donated, that typically that's how they're going to make their money. So we're okay with that as long as there's some responsible decisions and whatnot. And that's it. I mean, I think everybody coming together for the cause is going to create some camaraderie as well. It's good socialization. The games are nothing more than something to focus on. It's sort of like, I think, better than the trivia night, which is some other fundraisers that usually go on around here. But, you know, it'll be fun, and you know, maybe sit down next to the neighbor that you don't know very well, and understand that. You know.
If folks don't want to wait to pay at the door, I'm sure there's a way for them to get tickets in advance, correct?
Yep. So all of us members of the group have tickets, certainly. You can email PembrokeTAD, Titans Against Drugs, @gmail.com. We also have online ticket sales. So if you go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Titans Against Drugs, there's a link to that as well. So if you can't make the decision right now, love to have you come down at the door, and we should have room for you, I would think. So,
are you going, Joe?
You know, this might be something that you and I finally go to together.
We are looking for a celebrity dealer or two. And
oh, you guys are, there you go, Kevin.
I've already committed. How about you?
Well, you know, maybe I can do the...
Did you see how we set the trap, Mike?
Yeah, I hear.
Did you see how we set the trap? You put some leaves over, he stepped right in it.
He's blushing a little bit.
He is, too.
Kevin, I'll get you back one of these days.
As he shakes a fist in the air.
I'll get you back.
I'll get you.
Joe, you can just give me $20 for the ticket, and if you don't show up, it's okay.
it's a donation. It's
well, I'll tell you that I guess difficulties might be the good word of trying to get money together to do programs for an activist group like this. So I commend you, especially such a comprehensive event as this. I mean, it sounds like you've certainly got quite the lineup at this thing.
I'm not going to take the credit for that for a minute. A couple of our members specifically, Deneen Caprio, who happens to be my mother, Julie Thompson, and Scott Wilson.
Julie from PAC TV.
Yep. And Scott Wilson as well, with his wife Melissa, took the lead on this. Mm. There's been plenty of others that have helped.
Congrats.
But they put this together in 2 months, essentially. So it's been great. And again, I just want to thank all the local businesses that have sponsored us. Again, we've got a good margin going now already, and we haven't even had the event yet.
Right.
So it's been great, and they'll all be recognized in our program booklet and on posters and whatnot as well. So.
Right.
And of course, Joe, you're going to be a celebrity. You'll show up, right?
Oh yes, of course. I'll represent Monday Night Talk.
All right. I'll make sure when we put the podcast up that it says that Ed's starring Joe.
Thanks, Kevin.
That'll be funny. Make sure you're there early so you can kind of get a little tutorial on what to do.
The only card game I deal is Rummy, so I hope there's a Rummy table. I'm more advanced than Fish.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know that.
Hey.
I definitely am. Mike, we want to thank you very much for coming in. Anything you want to say in closing, my friend?
No, I'd love to thank you guys for having me. 95.9's been good supporters of us and getting the word out of not only this event, but everything that we're trying to do. So thank you. And just a reminder to everyone, it's this Saturday, March 14th at 7 p.m. Pembroke Country Club. Love if you could come by and play some games, and hopefully even, you know, for a good cause, and walk away with a prize.
Hey, for $20, you can't have a good night out for $20 anymore. You can't. So for $20, that's not too bad.
I'm going to hold my remarks to myself.
Of course you are. Mike, thank you so much. And we want to thank all of our guests this evening for joining us. A great job, Joe.
Thank you.
Until next week at 6:15, that's another Monday Night Talk. Have a great evening.
Good night.
Bye.